With Velvet Gloves is a story poem full of pathos. It traces the turbulent relationship between two sisters who are very dissimilar. They meet after many years in an unexpected setting and circumstance. The story poem describes the thoughts and feelings of the protagonist, the younger sister. What happens when she sees her older sister? Read on. Listen in. This story in verse is read by Vasanti Vasudev. With Velvet Gloves. Through large windows, dressed in pink curtains, I could see those glorious stippled mountains with touches of wintry snow as they stretch their long leg up to the edge of my room. Resting my back on a pile of pillows, I lay uneasy on the high hospital bed and tossed restlessly on crisp sheets. On my bedside, in a wooden crib that rocked up and down, slow and gentle, wrapped bundle-like, a tiny figure was sleeping sound, my daughter, full of 9 days old. Looking down from my bed into the crib, I could see her tiny eyes shut tight as she slept without a care, in a smocked pink frock with hoodie and booties to match, snuggled up cozy in a rosy world of baby bolsters and hug me pillows. She looked picture perfect, and I was lost in her. I don't know for how long when an elegant visage crossed my eyes. I lifted my head, and that was when I saw her. I saw her, so tall and stately, full of middle-aged grace, sporting a tan bomber jacket, her copper-colored hair covering her shoulders. She did not look at me. Her full focus was on the bundle of joy in the crib. I looked at her with shock. Shock of seeing her so suddenly. Her silhouette drifted fast across decades and tossed a million images in my cloudy head. She was my elder by 9 years to the date, who ruled and herded, mentored and coached with indefatigable energy. She handled me with strict caution and unwavering vigil, with an iron fist in a velvet glove. More so, when I entered my stormy teens, and that was how it remained. My mind raced back in time, and like an electronic chip loaded with data, it scanned 2 decades of experiences. 19 odd years had been too many indeed, to share and bond with her, a sister so different from me. We, like chalk and cheese, were quite unconnected in age, outlook, interests and habits, and so naturally poor companions by every stretch and measure. Climb down that tree now. Stop being a tomboy. Who are you going out with? If you're not back by 10, you will get grounded for a whole month. You're too young for this. Are you done with your lessons? Are you going to tattoo yourself all over? Her voice bellowed loud and clear, so fresh as though it was yesterday. Naughty skirmishes, ugly bouts of temper, dialogues and disagreements ending in sullen grief, followed by long spells of communication blackout, lockdown time and each blocked in our own spaces. Sharing a room with her was so suffocating that at regular intervals, on and off, I preferred to rejoice in the airless attic, stuffy but free. I was hell-bent on finding a way to escape her polished chafe and chide, and then one day I escaped. I ran away from her and everyone else. I ran away one night to feel the fresh air of Santa Fe, to paint the desert, the dotted bulges of rock and green stubble, the juniper trees, the pine, spruce and fir. I ran away to taste life, unbridled, unfettered. Newfound freedom was fun indeed. I made new friends, and the night was always young and merry. At times, the ride was bumpy, and I did lose sense and direction. My daughter was nature's gift to be born and delivered alone. I was convinced that she, by now, hated me. She may with reluctance own me, but that too, only with embarrassment. I did not hate her. Rather, I must admit that I admired her focus, her strength, her determination to be prim and proper, to be right to the T. But I liked myself too, careless and carefree, emotional, gullible, friendly to a fault. Indeed, 'twas not our choice that nature had made us so apart. With a head full of memories of her and me and our shared past, I scanned her up and down thoroughly. She had not changed in the 10 years that had passed. Middle-aged belly tire, maybe hiding under her bomber jacket, but she was still that angel-faced beauty, all right. Was she still soft from the outside, but hard and firm in the inside? Mindful and resolute, a role model, if any? I wondered. She walked up to me, said nothing, not even a smile in recognition, leave alone bonding. She placed an envelope on my chest and turned towards my baby in the crib. She fondled her very gently, whispered into her ear, played with her tiny hands and gently guided her index finger into my baby's soft fist. I saw my baby close her fist tight and my sister stood statue-like, unable to move, tied in bonds of love, wrapped around her finger. I opened the envelope and in it I found 10 cards. Cards handmade and signed, drawn and colored with crayons bright. My cards for her birthday year after year, when things between us were still in place. My eyes swelled with tears. Those well-preserved cards, every one of them, did she love me somewhere in the corner of her heart? Why did she preserve them for so long? Did she know that I had cancer? I was wasting away. The bells were about to toll. My eyes flashed at her near the crib, still being held by the little finger in her palm. She continued to look at my daughter, eyes fixed on her with a smile on her lips. I heaved a sigh. Was it of relief? I smiled at the paradox. My regal sister being held captive by my little daughter. Life sure had a way of coming a full circle. Strangely, I felt calm and assured. My restlessness abated upon seeing my sister. I knew my little one would not be forsaken. She would be safe with my sister if I were gone. And that thought was enough. Nothing else seemed to matter in the least. Somewhere deep down, something stirred like a flutter. What was it? Was it a secret wish to put the clock back? Was it a yearning for the safety of her velvet gloves now, when it was a tad too late? I let out a sigh and let all conflicts go. I looked again once more at the two of them to savor the scene of her with my her. I closed my eyes and breathed into the moment with immense joy and newfound peace.